89.1 WGCS, as we welcome to our studios Deanna Erickson, one of the education coordinator for the Lake Superior National Estuarine. I can say estuary.
Would you like some help?
Yes.
All right. It is the Lake Superior National Estuarine Research Reserve.
Oh, estuarine, like in marine.
Like an estuary. Yeah.
Like an estuary.
We like to shorten it to the reserve these days. It makes our lives easier.
and the moderator as well. Thank you. Deanna's with us here, and I'd like to take into consideration about the Great Lake celebration coming up on July 19th.
Yep.
And, of course, just a kind of a Lake Superior Day with some fun and activities going on. And we'll talk more about that in just a minute or so. But, Deanna, getting back to the Lake Superior National Estuarine Research Reserve, how does that go with your job then? And what do you do with that?
Sure. So a couple years ago, in 2010, after a long, like almost a 12-year process, the National the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
The weather people.
Yeah. The weather people, that's okay. What they're famous for. They designated a new National Estuarine Research Reserve on Lake Superior. So we're the newest reserve in the system. There's 28 reserves all over the country. And it's a partnership between NOAA and the University of Wisconsin Extension. So we, just like all of the other reserves, are responsible for research about, in our case, the St. Louis River estuary and the estuaries along Lake Superior's South Shore. And a little bit on the North Shore these days, too. We've kind of moved up that way. And then I'm the person who helps take all of that research and monitoring on the St. Louis River and help share what we learn with everybody. So I'm the educator.
Now, how does the watershed get involved with this then? Or getting into, because everything travels from there, it goes into the lake.
Yeah, and that's a big part of what I spend time talking to people about. For one, understanding a watershed. So, you know, water flows downhill, it's all going to go to a river or a stream or a lake, and then it's probably going to go to another river, stream, or lake. And just understanding that alone is something that I spend a lot of time talking to people about. And then understanding how what we call cumulative effects, you know, things are carried downhill in that water. Water is great at dissolving things. It's great at carrying sediment and dirt and all kinds of stuff with it. And so it moves things around, and and these basins can sometimes get problems because everything kind of mixes together, adds one thing plus another thing plus another thing. And so cumulative effects are a lot of what we deal with in any watershed, but also in the St. Louis River. And trying to piece those things apart and understand what's coming from where is really interesting, but just knowing that it happens is really important too.
All right, and Deanna's with us right now. We're talking about the cleanest, coldest, clearest of the Great Lakes, and of course, a big day coming up. But let's take a look at Lake Superior as the big lake here, and a lot of interesting facts about that as well.
We are very, very, very lucky. We have the largest freshwater surface on Earth, literally in our backyards. And so it is the cleanest of the Great Lakes. Every single other Great Lake plus two more Lake Eries could all fit in it. It's the deepest of the Great Lakes. And it has a watershed that's in really good shape relative to a lot of lakes in the world and the rest of the Great Lakes. And so celebrating that lake is really important, just to kind of embrace what we have and realize how special it is and kind of share that around and share that as part of our identity.
Not only for residents, but also for the inhabitants of that and use that lake. I mean, besides humans as well. I mean,
you got
birds and fish and the other animals that go with it.
Yeah, so. And that's one of the neat things about working on the estuaries. The estuaries are huge source of biodiversity. You know, many, many kinds of life live in them along Lake Superior. And so Lake Superior is really cold, average temperature of 39 degrees year round.
So there are ice cubes still floating out there at this time
there
of year.
There might be. I'm not going to promise anything. No. I hope not.
But no, it's deep, cold, clear water. And hopefully it'll continue that way.
Yeah, water is essential. We cannot go without it, and life itself cannot go without it. And so that resource that we have here for us and all of the natural world that lives around it, like, It's really special.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like you said, it is essential, and to commemorate the Lake Superior, you got a special day coming up. And how did the this is not just this year or a couple of years ago. I mean, this has been going on for maybe even more than 20 years then.
Yeah, it was started by the Lake Superior Binational Forum and a gentleman who was a good friend of mine named Bob Brown. And they felt like there needed to be a day. And it went away for a little while and it came back and it spread around the lake. So now there's around, it's kind of hard to keep track of them, but about 50 Lake Superior Day celebrations in the U.S. and Canada. So communities put on their own celebration. It's the third Sunday in July every year. The Lake Superior Binational Forum is currently not operational because they had some funding changes, which has been kind of tough. A little bit of a bummer trying to figure that out. But what's really great is that we've continued, and other communities have continued to have Lake Superior Day. It's a really worthwhile celebration, and we can keep it going.
And again, we welcome Deanna Erickson, the Education Coordinator, Lake Superior National Estuarine Research Reserve, with the upcoming Lake Superior Day on the 19th of July. You've got like a little schedule of events going on for the 19th of July then.
Yeah, so it's a free event, happens on Barker's Island in Superior, and we have music that happens all day on the band shell on Barker's Island at the festival park there. So the event runs from 11:30 to 3:30. Music starts at 12:15 and runs through the end of the day. We've also got a lot of really cool folks who are setting up tables with information and games, and you can learn things about the lake. There's a really cool kids tent. Kids can move into a giant beaver lodge. You'll have to discover it for yourself. There's a photo booth. There's native plants, and you can learn about rain gardens. You can even go and check out our fancy research lab and find out what's happening in there.
So lots of the great things that hands-on for kids and adults as well.
Yep. The music's going to be quite good. We've got the Ushkagizhik Singers. We also have Michael Monroe, who is an acoustic musician from Grand Marais. And we have Red Mountain, which is a really fun, they're kind of like a party in a band.
So we got a little pop funk going on the shore.
Yes, that's what I've dubbed it, as party pop funk.
Wow, Deanna, lots to see and do. And of course, Deanna Erickson's here, the Education Coordinator, with the upcoming July 19th Barker's Island Superior Lake Superior Day, and even some words on water.
Yeah, that's worth mentioning, okay. Actually. So there's a woman named Mary Doherty who is from the South Shore, from Ashland in Wisconsin, and she started a photography project because she felt like a lot of our legal language about Lake Superior wasn't very evocative of how people felt, and she wanted to see how people felt about the lake. So she gave people chalkboards and chalk, and they wrote words about the lake that are really meaningful for them. And so this is going to be the first exhibit of her photographs.
Oh, so yeah. That is a great, you know, perspective on the lake as well. So that just really all comes together like that. Shortly after 1 o'clock, I guess you have a blessing going on?
Yeah, the Twin Ports Ministry to Seafarers, which helps out a lot of the international ships that come in, helps take care of the folks who are working on those ships. They are doing a blessing of the fleet that starts at 1:15 in the afternoon, and then there's an on-water blessing. So if anybody's got a boat, head out on the water near Barker's Island. There'll be a Coast Guard boat out there, and your boat can be blessed for safe travels for the rest of the year.
Wow. See, lots of great activity going on, and we mentioned about the day and the time of the event. How do or where do we have to go to take in all this event?
So all you got to do is you got to drive down to Superior, Wisconsin, and you need to go to Barker's Island. So it's right off Highway 2. There's signs all over to Barker's Island, and there's a festival park right there. You'll notice the Lake Superior National Estuarine Research Reserve buildings are right across the bridge to Barker's Island, and it's just behind the red and blue building there, Festival Park. You'll see it.
All right, just take US 2, because US 2 coming from here gets you to Superior. It's just getting back, I guess, or is it the other way around? No, you have to go. Mm. You have to go 53.
Yep, you're right. Thanks.
Okay. Yes. Yep. Take 53.
Construction. Take note. Yeah, the other bridge.
Yeah, I know. I go run into that every day. So last year it was the complete opposite. Now this year you take US 53 over the Blotnick Bridge, and you'll get right there once you get to the so-called US 2 intersection.
Right.
There.
Exactly.
And then just take a left there, and you'll find it. It's by the Bong Memorial.
Yes,
I suppose.
Exactly. Thank you. That's helpful.
So, and of course, I was parking there. Do you have to? Can you park at the maybe even the Bong Memorial and walk over there, or can you? Is there going to be enough parking?
Generally, there's enough parking. So just come on down. It's free. There's a pretty big lot there for the big events that happen. If we run out of space, you can certainly walk over. From the Bong Memorial.
Sure, there's some signage as well too. But
yeah,
celebrating of the cleanest, coldest, clearest of the Great Lakes, Lake Superior, coming up on the 19th of July. And I posted this on our Facebook page here at 89.1 WGZS, and somebody made mention of, okay, Lake Superior has a special day. Does the other four of the Great Lakes have it? And I did some search engine type stuff. And I guess Lake Michigan is coming up on the 14th of next month?
Yeah, Lake Michigan was a little bit jealous of Lake Superior Day. They saw what we were doing up on Lake Superior, and they decided to start their own, which was really exciting to see. It's spreading around, that idea.
And earlier, of course, in May, it was Lake Erie. Had their special
day.
They had their special
they
day.
They did, okay.
But as far as Huron and Ontario, I haven't seen anything about that.
No, so I haven't either.
This is really special for
need
for
to call our, someone about yeah. that.
But no, this is great. I mean, all the Great Lakes go hand in hand. Of course, they're all connected, it's just neat to have something like this for Lake Superior, and that so it brings to mind how we want to take care of it as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, and I think that's one of the things that Lake Superior has meant for me is, thinking about how my actions impact the watershed, because, especially if I'm going to be out there teaching about it, I want to really think about water in my life and how I use it. If you go through just one day and pay attention to how much water you use and how much you need it, you get a lot of appreciation for it.
Well, starting with your base, you take 6 to 8 glasses of water a day to use, and of course, from the morning you get up, like you said, to the end of the day, how many other uses as well that you have, not only inside your body but outside as well, and the clothes that you wear, clean, so yeah, you got to take care of it.
Yeah, agreed.
And of course, once again, this will be on July the 19th. It is on a Sunday,
yep.
So it's just a nice Sunday afternoon to enjoy some great music and to give thought about the Lake Superior as well.
I do have one more thing to
Absolutely.
Add.
Absolutely.
I forgot to mention that there will be stand-up paddleboarding. You can try a stand-up paddleboard for free. There'll also be canoeing and kayaking. So North Shore SUP is providing the stand-up paddleboards, and then UW Superior is providing canoes and kayaks.
All right, and giving a lesson or two so that you don't.
Yeah, they won't send you out without instruction.
Here you go. No, but no, it's great to learn about how to have some great recreational use of the lake as well.
Yeah. Yep. And be able to experience the water in that way is pretty fun.
All right. Deanna, thank you very much for sharing with us the information. And of course, for more information on this, is there a website that they can go to, or is there some place that they can give a call to, or?
Yeah. So the Lake Superior National Estuarine Research Reserve. I know it's a little tricky to spell, but you can look us up on Facebook. We post all our events there. We also run an early childhood nature play group every Thursday morning. So that's another thing we post about there. And that's a good place to find out, but you can also call us if you need more information at 715-392-3141.
And if we get some information here, we can, get a link to from our Facebook page to yours, so it's a little quicker for some of the listeners here to go in that direction. How's that?
That way they don't have to spell estuarine. I think that would be
or
wonderful.
Or even say it like yours too. All right, Deanna, appreciate it. Thank you very much for the info.
Thank you.
Deanna Erickson, the Education Coordinator, Lake Superior National Estuarine Research Reserve, as they're putting together Lake Superior Day, Sunday, the 19th, Barker's Island in Superior, with things taking place beginning at 11:30 on Sunday morning, the 19th. Reminder to you from 89.1 FM, this is WGCS, Cloquet.